And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith and Richard Perno. For personal advice, visit envisionfinancial.com.au.
Luke Smith comes in with his Rolls Royce and his entourage from Envision Financial, and he tells us how to make $1 million. The ATO is starting to put out its little leaks, as they do every year this time, Luke, don't they? Yeah. About who they're going to ping. Things like dry cleaning, so you'll have to watch out. Makeup, so you've got to watch out for
I'm
that
in
one.
Trouble so
you're
oh,
in trouble
yeah.
there.
You're in trouble there
to cover it all up. And things that you shouldn't be claiming that you do claim. I mean, that's a frequent flyer stuff, isn't it?
Well,
they do that every year.
I think, like most things, you've just got to use some common sense here.
Yeah. And they can professionally parallel your career and what you do with others of similar.
Yeah, look, I think that's always been one of the old age adages of, well, this is what should be happening.
Yeah.
I think they need to sharpen up the way they think a little bit about that, because technology changes these sorts of things in some instances.
Yeah.
But it's I guess it would be fair and reasonable to say that most things would have similar expenses to a point.
Yeah.
But I think, like that piece of legislation that was passed to start cancelling people's insurances through super without making a contribution, the assumption that you don't need it shouldn't be there. It should be up to somebody's discretion to say, if I do or I don't. So these assumptions that you're automatically doing something wrong, I don't think they can play that game anymore. People are too smart now. People aren't trying to actually legitimately break the rules.
No, you don't. There's nothing wrong with trying to minimise your tax.
Oh, look, exactly.
But to avoid it, that's a different thing.
As Kerry Packer said famously many years ago, if you're not trying, you're an idiot.
Well, now his son has divested himself of half of his shares in Crown, $1.8 billion.
He doesn't have to worry about too much either.
No. There's some chatter that the high rollers don't turn up to these places anymore.
Well, look, I've never been a big frequenter of casinos, so I couldn't tell you.
Now, if you'd like to talk to Luke Smith from Envision Financial, you can do that now, 6255-1206. We've talked about pensions, we've talked about superannuations.
Yep.
Now we're putting them together and finding the differences and how we can accumulate through these two different channels. Basic question straight off, Luke.
Yep.
What is the difference between super and a pension?
Okay, so in relation to superannuation or accumulation, that's money going in.
Right.
So that's saving, adding, building, basically the majority of your working life. That's what we call accumulation phase. We're putting it in because we haven't met a condition of release yet, i.e. I haven't met my retirement age and I haven't ceased working to be able to take money out. So we're accumulating, money's going in.
Mm.
The flip side of that is we're in pension phase. So we've decided to access what we've accumulated.
We're taking it out now.
Correct.
Right.
So now we're taking it out in some form. Now, big thing we need to keep in mind here is a pension does not mean fortnightly. Okay, a lot of people wrap their own pension and something like the age pension together and go, well, I need an ongoing payment. That's fine, but a pension payment, as we've discussed on other episodes, can come once a year, twice a year, 30 times a year.
At call?
At call, anytime you want to take it during the year. So it is more the action of taking money out than the frequency that it is taken out. And that's something that people really need to keep in mind.
So forget about the age pension. That's another bag.
That's a separate bag altogether. Yeah, yeah. When we're talking about pension phase in relation to superannuation, we're talking about moving into the access period of your working life or retirement, because you can, believe it or not, start a pension while you're working. And we've touched on that in other shows. So it's the physical act of drawing money out of your accumulated account and you put a pension hat on. Now, there are some rules that we need to try and adhere to, and there obviously are various things that we need or hurdles we need to jump over to be able to access our capital. One of those is obviously meeting a condition of release by saying, I put my hand up and say, I've retired. I do not intend to return to gainful employment, and I'm now going to access money out of my accumulated superannuation.
Okay. To whom do you declare that?
You declare that to your superannuation fund.
And if you've got five funds?
Then you declare it to five funds.
You're pretty silly having five anyway.
Yeah, look, correct.
That's another thing.
So it's always about saying, where's my money? Am I taking it? What do I need to give to the fund to take it? And they will generally say, we want a declaration to say that you're over your preservation age, which is determined by your date of birth, and that you have decided to cease gainful employment. Now, I say this regularly, you do not intend to return to
the workforce. The word is intention, isn't it? Yeah.
Correct.
A lot you might of people, get bored to hell when you go away and you want to come back.
As a lot of people say to me, I got married for love, not for lunch. And I've got a number of clients out there whose partners have come back from working and they've already been retired and have their own routines.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do with themselves. So they say, oh, darling husband, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Mahjong today. I'm not sure what you're up to.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you do decide to return to the workforce, this is just a sidebar on this, how do you declare that then?
Well, once you've met a condition of release and you've started your pension,
you're dragging money out of it.
That stays in pension phase on an ongoing basis, regardless of what you do in the future.
Right.
So you could say, all right, let's say it's November, I'm done, I've retired from the workforce, I go away, I have my mandatory holiday, I buy a caravan, I drive around, and by July of the next year, you're bored out of your mind.
Right.
You can continue to take your pension out of that accumulated account and go back to the workforce.
Right.
And you can keep drawing money out of that account. That's fine. Because you've met a condition of release with the monies in that fund.
So your intention wasn't to return to work. And then when you do, obviously, you get paid super, so the whole system starts again.
Yeah, so then there's a beautiful example. So you do go back to work, let's say, and you need to continue to accumulate because under your agreement, your employer must make a super contribution for you. So you would need to then have a new accumulation account.
And start again.
Exactly. Yeah. So we can see here, this is a really, really flexible structure and a really, really flexible way of accessing what you've accumulated. It's about accessing it in a way that helps you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And if one of those things is actually going and getting a job in an industry that you like or love, then that's not really working.
Yeah.
That's just funding your lifestyle and getting someone else to do it.
How much should you be accumulating then?
Well, that's the $50 million question.
That's right. If you've got $50 million, you wouldn't have to worry, Luke.
$1.78 billion Mr. Packer's just flipped in his skyrocket.
That's right.
I'm not sure he's going to be able to get all that in a super, but whatever. Yeah. Look, it then just comes down to what you need. As we touched on, how much do I need to retire the other week? The answer is really, I don't know. Because everybody has different lifestyle costs. Everybody has different resources. Some people have money inside super. Some have money outside. Some people might own houses. They might own shares in a company. They might have assets in a family trust. When we talk about these sorts of things, it's important to remember that when we're focusing on superannuation, it's about how can I ensure the greatest tax and control and flexibility on the assets that I've accumulated over my working life. And that's why superannuation generally ends up being a good portal or a good structure. And I stress the word structure because superannuation, be it accumulation or pension, has nothing to do with risk. A lot of people come in and they say, well, I don't like super, it's risky. But in the actual fact is, if you had the same asset in a super fund or in your own name before, after, or during the GFC, it would have reacted exactly the same. So people shouldn't confuse structure with risk.
Should you accumulate the amount of money you think you'll need in retirement, more or less or same?
Look, I think people need to just save as well as they can for as long as they can with good, solid, diligent behaviour.
With retirement in mind?
Look, yeah, it needs to be, with the way the legislation is being changed regularly to make it harder and harder to get money into super, people need to do a little bit more a little bit sooner. I don't think you need to go out and start living in a tent, but I think if you can have good, solid budgeting behaviour, manage your cash flow and make the most of tax-deductible opportunities like personal deductible contributions that we've spoken about, I think it's a good way to mitigate your income tax and manage your cash flow along the journey, but also then accumulate assets in a concessionally taxed environment.
Should you start that from the first day you have a job?
Look, why not?
You're 21 years of age, you've got another 50 years you're going to be working, aren't you?
Why not? You don't have to throw your whole pay in there.
No.
But if you compounded the benefit of, you know, $100 a month over 40 years.
Put it somewhere nice.
Yeah, look, the other thing is I think if you don't do it, you'll find something to waste it on.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what I see. I spend a lot of time working with people just to get them to realise that little good consistent behaviours end up making very big consistent behavioural changes in retirement.
Yeah, that's right. It's like putting an extra dollar in your mortgage. Amazing what it can shave off the principal.
It's like anything in life. It's always about saying, what have I got?
Yeah.
Why have I got it? And what's it doing for me? So they're the two distinctions between accumulation and pension.
Yeah.
That people need to be mindful of. You can actually have a pension whilst you're working. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, don't assume that
continue
you can't.
Continue working.
A lot of people come in and go, well, I can't have a pension because...
Yeah, because they keep thinking about the aged pension. We're not talking about the aged pension.
Correct.
That's right.
The other thing is the way that money's accumulated. So you can put cash into super. You can put assets into super.
How do you do that?
Okay, so you can actually transfer an asset. The term is called an in-specie transfer, where if you had NAB shares, you could transfer your NAB shares into your super fund. So let's say we're coming into 30 June, okay, and we're going to touch on this in a little bit, but let's just jump to that. Let's say we're coming into 30 June and you could do with a $10,000 tax deduction and you don't have any cash lying around, okay? You could take $10,000 of your NAB shares, transfer them into your superannuation fund and claim that $10,000 as a tax deduction.
Yeah.
But you haven't used cash. You've used an asset in your own name that you've transferred into superannuation. Now, you need to get some solid tax advice in relation to the sale in your own name because there could be capital gains tax implications. So don't just do this off the cuff without actually talking to your relevant advisor. But an in-specie transfer is very underutilised.
Yeah.
It's a very good way for people that have actively been saving money outside to just transfer a little bit of that in up to the relevant cap.
Yeah.
Because it's a really good strategy.
And it doesn't hurt, does it?
Yeah, you don't have any cash. No. And in a way, a lot of people actually feel more comfortable with it because they're not dealing with cash.
No.
So it doesn't have the same emotional connection as
you don't
putting $10,000 into another bank account.
That's right, because you can feel that coming out of your hip pocket, can't you?
Look,
That's it. Luke Smith, Envision Financial. Now, if you can make an appointment, you can get a cup of hot cocoa with Barb, 6260-4749. We are getting to the end of the financial year. A new one starts. A lot of things change financially as well. They're at 4452 Townsend Street, Phillip. Down the end, upstairs, plenty of light comes into them, 6260-4749. Throw this question at you again, which talking about the difference between superannuation and pension.
Yep.
This is not talking about the age pension.
No, no.
This is nothing to do with the government. This
Correct.
Is you banking along the way in your super so you can have a pension.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's effectively how people should think about it, because you've got accumulation, we're building. We've got pension, we're taking.
And the amount you put in is up to you.
That's right.
Can it be regular or irregular payments?
It can be both. It can be anything.
How do you get it into the super?
So a few different ways that you can get it in. If we just take a step back and say, we're in accumulation phase, we're saving, we're building, we're making contributions. Those contributions come from various sources. One can be the contributions from an employer or a superannuation guarantee payment.
Yeah.
Okay. Could be a personal deductible contribution. Could be old school salary sacrifice. Don't see it much anymore because the law's changed. You now generally
didn't they say it's dead or something?
Well, I said it was dead.
Okay.
Yeah, most people
because there's
discussed.
An alternative and a better one.
There is, that's right. Yeah, you can make a personal deductible contribution. As we touched on before the break, you can make an in-specie contribution, which is moving an existing asset into your superannuation fund. Now, you need to make sure your fund will accept them. Not all funds do. Okay, this will come back
not all funds do.
No, look, it's not a mandatory thing. It'll come back to the rules
and regs.
But
what happens if you're employed by a company that just has that superannuation and you can't touch it?
Well, you might have to open another fund and then transfer your assets into that one. Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to check and see if your fund will accept them. But a very good way of getting money into super to help your broader tax considerations where you don't have cash to put the money in yourself. Super splitting.
Oh, yeah.
Another good one. So you can build up your asset, your accumulation balance, by moving money from a spouse. Now, obviously, you want to move the money from the younger spouse to the older spouse because their preservation age or their access date...
A couple
will
more
be,
years on you. Yeah,
yeah it'll be sooner than the younger person. So another wonderful strategy that I think is very underutilised. And since we spoke about that a couple of months back, the use of that or the questions in relation to that have gone through the roof.
It was a hidden benefit, wasn't it, Luke?
Yeah, look, it is. And I think in next week's show, we're talking about the concessional contribution cap catch-up legislation. And we touched on that in January, but I think everybody was on holiday. So it was it's something that we want to recap because it's another one that I think moving into the start of the financial year, it's something people ought to take advantage of. So we've got employee contributions, we've got personal contributions, we've got spouse contributions, we've got in-specie contributions. They're all ways that you can build up the assets in your superannuation accumulation account.
Okay. We still got to keep in regard to this superannuation and topping it up, this cap that's now we can't...
Yeah, that's right. So $25,000 is the most you can put in and claim a tax deduction.
And watch it. Watch it because that's you could be tipping more in than you could.
Exactly
than you
right. Yeah. Remember, it includes your employer contribution, so don't get caught.
So if you're on 17% super...
Yeah, make sure you do your math.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't just assume.
Yeah.
Because nothing good comes from that. So there are various ways that people can get money into accumulate. Now, one thing I need to stress here is when you go from accumulating to drawing a pension, nothing fundamentally changes. A lot of people come in and they go, but, well, now what do I do? You don't do anything. You fill some forms out. Your hat changes from accumulation to pension.
Right.
And the world carries on.
Can you keep tipping into accumulating?
Well, you can add to an accumulation account. Fun fact.
Right.
You cannot add capital to a pension account.
Ah, okay.
So if you're going to get money into super before you start a pension, get it all in before you turn on that pension. Because if you do turn on a pension, you'd need to open a new accumulation account to add new money.
Now, open another vault, in other words.
Yes, open another vault, put some more money in that vault. Now, you, for the sake of the analogy, you can add those two vaults together down the track. There's some admin involved, but you can do it. But under the rules...
So if the first vault's running out of money, you can do that?
Well, you could merge the two. Okay. That's exactly right. Yeah. But you can't go and add new money to a pension once it's been commenced.
And when you set the goal or the target, do you set a repeat amount you want with a pension, or can you change it?
Again, depends how you want to take it. Right. I've got some people that take it weekly, some
and
people
the
take
amount.
It monthly.
What about the amount?
Bit of both.
Okay.
And this is where having a really good flexible super fund is important, because some funds may stipulate when you can have it. Other funds may allow you to take it whenever you want.
Yeah.
You may have a self-managed super fund. You could take it daily if you want, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly.
Yeah.
Check with your fund and see what their rules are. Check and see how they want and need amendments to how pensions are drawn. Because every fund is a little bit different.
And every day is different. Something could happen, an emergency. Yeah. You may need an extra bit of extra cash.
You can take money out at any point during the year. When you put your pension hat on, you must take the minimum. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if we're under age 65, our minimum over a financial year is 4%.
4%.
From 65 to 75, it's 5%.
Now, this is minimum.
Minimum.
Okay.
Now, we have to take a minimum to be able to keep our tax-free status. So one of the big points of separation between accumulation and pension, in an accumulation account, we pay 15% tax on earnings, or less.
Mm.
In pension phase, where we have an account-based pension and we've met a condition of release...
Here we go.
..we pay zero.
There you go. Which would you rather?
Exactly. We also pay no capital gains tax on the sale of assets. So it's a very, very flexible structure, hence the importance of controlling your income and controlling your franking credits. Because if you've got 10 or 15 grand of franking credits and you pay zero tax and now Bill's not going to take them, you can now put them back in your hot little pocket within your super fund when your fund completes its tax return, and boof, bang, wallop, here you go. You've got an extra 15,000 in the bank account of your pension account.
There it is. How good's that?
How good was that, mate?
Start doing it now. How good was that, folks? Very good. If you'd like Envision Financial to get your financial ducks in a line, financial year?
Yep, 30 June's coming quick.
Come on, what do we do?
Don't leave it too late.
Okay.
Rule number one. Too many people do this.
Yep.
Don't leave it too late. 30 June will be here like tomorrow.
That's it.
It's
1 month away.
Yep.
28 or 25 working days or whatever it is.
Know what sort of contribution you're going to make.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure the funds are cleared before 30 June. If the money is not cleared, it did not happen.
Okay.
Okay. Don't make the rookie mistake from last year when end of financial year was a Sunday and everybody went, yep, made my contributions on Friday. And they landed on Monday and they blew this year up.
You missed it. Yeah.
So you've blown up the next financial year. Make sure you know where you're at from a tax position. So do some proactive work with your accountant and say, look, do I need a deduction? Don't leave it to chance. Make sure you're making the most of your opportunities. And if you're going to get money in before you start a pension, max out your concessional cap, which is 25.
Yes.
But don't forget about your non-concessional cap. 100,000 a year or 300,000 over a rolling 3-year period. So if you're going to sell a big asset and you want to bolster your pension, throw it in one go, up to the rules, get them checked, don't assume, and then start your pension so you've got as much tax-free money as possible working for you during the year, so you can take it however you want.
And as we said, it's only a month away. Look out for the pitfalls of not getting it in. Give it 2 or 3 days to make sure it's clear and working.
Oh, yeah, don't dance with it. Yeah, don't dance with it.
What you need is you've got to get help from Luke Smith and the Envision Financial team in Townsend Street in Phillip on 6260-4749. If you missed any of this, that's okay. Don't feel guilty because there are other ways you can access it.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got Luke Talks Money, search the strategy stacker on iTunes. Where we've got the podcast. We've also got the YouTube channel, what's my company called?
Yeah.
Envision Financial Canberra.
You're working too hard.
It's late on a Friday.
Yeah.
Envision Financial Canberra on YouTube, where we've got the show and we've got the key takeouts of what we talk about.
That's it.
And obviously, www.envisionfinancial.com.au. You can check out the resource section there, and we've got the knowledge centre with all of the T's and C's and technicalities, yeah, calculators, videos. You can keep yourself warm and fuzzy over, yeah, the weekend in, yeah, there for free. You just register online and
done.
You're there. Done.
And you can stop and freeze it and take a break,
yeah,
and,
exactly,
and replay what you've missed, and you can really get it down. Take, yep, a notepad with you and a pen.
There's some writing, yep, there's some videos, there's things for everybody.
And you're done. But better still, contact them. 4452 Townsend Street, Phillip, upstairs at the end of the road. And Luke Smith and Barb will look after you at Envision Financial, 6260 4749.